In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only,
your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Happy President's Day weekend. Is that what that is?
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
It's just Monday to me.
Yeah. Happy post-Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you have a nice Valentine's?
I did. I took myself to the Galantis concert.
Oh, right. That's true.
Since no one wanted to go with me.
But calling out anybody in particular.
No, it's fine. I actually, it was kind of cool going by myself.
Yeah.
Because it's just this gigantic warehouse. And I was like, I literally can just roam this place and like act a fool.
Yeah.
Act a fool, girl.
I'm here.
Act the fool.
Which I didn't.
Yeah, but, we would have seen some Instagram stories by now.
No, I was behaved.
Yeah.
I'm a professional woman now.
Right. That's right. Times have changed.
But no, I was hammered and living and twirling, and I met some random friends.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out to Ashley and Melissa, if you're listening. I didn't promo my podcast.
Damn them. It. You should have. But, we need cards.
They gave me a sticker and it says, you are beautiful.
I was going to say, did you get like a Plur bracelet or anything like that? Like, were they decked out in like EDM gear or was it not that serious?
A lot of people were.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is why I wore my neon.
Yeah.
And I was glowing.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Because of the lights and stuff, it made it even better. Mm-hmm. Wow. Such an EDM head.
I know. And the circuit queen truly jumped out.
Yes, it's true.
Listen.
Next stop, White Party, California.
No.
It's a little different.
No.
It's a little bit of a different scene.
I don't do sun.
Right. Won't be doing any outdoor festivals.
No.
Okay.
But it was fun. Quick, short review of the concert, really quick, if anyone cares. It was visually, it was amazing. The graphics, the videos that accompanied all the songs were dope as fuck.
Yep.
So into it. The concert was not, like, I thought it was going to be the new album because it was called the Church Tour. And so, you know, the concept for the Church Tour is basically about, you know, the church album, mm-hmm. but not this concept.
No.
It was a greatest hits moment. And so every song was only, like, a verse and a chorus.
So
it was very fast.
That's very fast.
So they didn't play Stella. So I want a refund.
Yep. I was going to say, that's the whole point.
And they played Faith, but then it dropped into this like almost like a trap remix. So it was like, have a little faith, 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 faith. And I was like,
what was that?
It's not it. That's not the song. But it was fine. It was still fun. It just is not. I mean, maybe they'll change it. But
they should rename it "Piece of Galantis," because that sounds like a career retrospective rather than.
It literally was "Piece of Galantis." They played everything. They did "Peanut Butter Jelly."
Yeah.
You.
Oh yeah. Okay.
"Runaway." At the end, this is literally "Piece of Galantis" because at the end they were like, "Okay,
there's a tree.
We have time for one more song. Are you guys ready to run away? And everyone was like,
oh my God, literally. Can you guys count to three with me?
Yeah. You guys ready for one more?
Isn't this outdoor warehouse beautiful?
Yeah. But you know what? It was fun. It was so many couples were fighting and I had to laugh.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, it was a reminder that it was Valentine's Day. And I was like, can't relate. And I'm glad that I can't relate, actually. And they were fighting like before the concert even started. Like,
yeah.
Everyone in coat check.
Wow.
At the bar, crying. I was like,
what a special
shut
time.
The fuck up.
Just here for my show.
I want to have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, enough about me. What did you do?
So I went out with my friend to a Kylie Minogue night, obviously, at Rock Bar, which was a lot of fun. It was, you know, there was even a drag performance to a medley of Kylie songs. There was Kylie on the TVs. Everyone knew Kylie stuff. There were Kylie t-shirts. People were really into it. Had a great time, then migrated over to Playhouse, where Dua Lipa unofficially lives. And that was fine. That was just like a normal gay night out. And I like quickly tired of that. So I went home at a reasonable hour. Nothing that crazy happened. But it was nice to do like a Kylie night. I'm glad I did that for Valentine's Day. Everyone there was clearly single. That was definitely like not a couple situation as far as I could tell. So no drama there.
Really didn't want any drama this Valentine's Day.
Speaking of drama, not that we ever get things wrong on this podcast, but occasionally.
Oh, yes. We need to. What's the thing that they added? Like the note?
Like the New York Times editor's note?
Yeah.
We're basically the same as far as, you know, like our responsibility to the listeners. So we need to address a few corrections and clarifications. In the last episode, we were talking about Carly Rae Jepsen, and we were offhandedly discussing.
Isn't this my mess up? Yeah.
Yeah. And you were, but I actually didn't know this fun fact either, that at the beginning of Boy Problems, there's a girl talking, and you said, that girl.
Was I wrong? Technically, no.
No, it was a girl. That girl turns out to be the songwriter Sia.
I should have said that wig.
Yeah, that wig. Happened to be a queen of pop talking, but it's fine. And I actually didn't even realize that because I thought that it was sort of like in the video, like a friend of hers. Like I thought it was just like they had like a fun voice. I didn't realize it was Sia.
Yeah, me neither.
Anyway, we would like to apologize to anyone offended by that statement. Yeah. We do not stand by it. She
to
is
all
not
the little,
that girl.
Little wigs out
to the,
there.
To the little wigs.
I apologize for my comments.
And second,
it was funny when I listened to, I literally was just like, oh, that girl in the beginning.
Yeah, it's way funnier now. It's like,
whatever.
Oh, I love it. And then the second thing is during the podcast, we brainstormed a song called Keep It in the Drafts or Save It in the Drafts.
Oh, yeah.
And we entirely bypassed, I don't know how, because I'm often thinking of the album. Katy Perry, Catherine Hudson, has a song on her album, Witness, called Save as Draft.
Mm-hmm.
It
didn't chart. That's why.
Wasn't top of mind, wasn't top of the charts. And it just, you know, we thought we came up with a concept and it's, you know, still our impact. So,
well, you know, she could say, you know, maybe it was too ahead of its time for certain people.
That's right.
So
Witness will go on to certainly be called that. I do like Roulette. Like, I like some of the songs.
I like Chained to the Rhythm.
Yeah.
Is that even on that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Sorry to Katy Perry for overlooking Witness.
Yes. And finally, we have to apologize to everyone for promoting a song that does not exist on the internet anymore.
Yes.
The fan-made React remix.
Right.
That, like,
Lee Dawson,
positive was
that
out there.
That asshole who I DM'd with demanding he put it back. No, I actually didn't demand it. I just asked where it was. Yeah, it was taken down. So you'll never... He's listening right now, by the way.
And hey.
It's not there anymore. Sorry. So you'll just have to imagine a React with the don't just thrown in, which... Unfortunately, like, I get, like, licensing-wise, like, they probably couldn't have done that.
Well, no, I mean, they'd have to pay. I've got my Twitter account shut down once because of that Alyssa Edwards, Justin Bieber remix.
That's right.
So I know what it's like.
We know it's like, yeah.
We do not want a queen to get sued.
Right.
So sorry to everyone for promoting it.
Yeah.
But you should still go follow him.
Yeah. Give him a follow. He does all the recaps.
Very talented.
Yeah. Not everyone has that.
Just say talk.
Just say talk.
Basically. You can't listen to it.
Yeah. All right. So I think we've apologized enough.
What else should we apologize for?
Oh, we've got plenty. We always do. But I think we've hit everything for the last episode at least. So, you know, keep us accountable moving forward.
If you stream Glory, we will hold ourselves accountable.
That's right.
Moving on.
In actual legend news.
Yes. And that was not meant to be a dig to any of the legends that we... I realized, you know, I just want to make sure we don't have to apologize to anyone again.
Oh, because... No, we're talking actual news. Actual news. Yes. Not like actual legend news. Yes. God damn it.
An actual legend news. You know, it could be read different
yes,
ways.
Yes, the inflection.
Yes. Janet Jackson... Legend.
Actual legend.
Announced a new tour, an album.
Black Diamond.
Yeah. Iconic. I actually want to go see this because I've never I saw her perform at the VMAs when I was in the pit.
Oh, right.
The year that Gaga did, what's it called?
Was it 2009? Was it?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Her paparazzi?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. You saw the iconic one with
yes.
with Taylor and Kanye.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Witness.
Yeah.
Speaking of witness.
Oh, you witnessed.
I was a witness
it.
There in the pit, and she performed. Madonna spoke.
Yep.
Did the whole Michael Jackson
that is
thing.
What a huge show that was.
Oh, it was Beyonce, Single Ladies.
Yep. Oh my God.
Pink trying to fight Kanye.
Yep.
Jumping over the chairs.
Yeah.
Which no one got to see because there was no such thing as audience cameras back then.
Leading to one of the best tweets on Twitter, which is Kanye West is an asshole. Fight me.
Mm-hmm. Taylor sobbing.
Yep.
I jumped on stage during Green Day's performance and the whole thing was wobbling. So I basically almost died.
Are you on TV?
That was gay rights.
Yeah.
I think so. Like there's like a little frame of me. One second.
We'll have to screenshot that.
I did. It's
okay.
In a,
okay.
It's in somewhere.
The Legends Fire.
No, I have a D-list folder.
Okay.
Or Z-list, it's called.
Yeah.
And it's just screen caps of me popping in on places as a seat filler.
That's a really good idea, actually.
That's a story for a different day.
It is, yeah.
Back to Janet Jackson.
Yes, yes. So Janet announces Black Diamond, first album since 2015, Unbreakable, which I really thought was going to be her last album because I just thought things were quieting down. But then Made For Now happened, and now Black Diamond's happening. I'm very excited. I have no idea what to expect. I'm assuming she's going to work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis again. But she actually made an appearance. She didn't give anything away, obviously. It's way too early for that. She made an appearance on The Tonight Show.
She did. And I would just like to say Made For Now is a bop.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so fun. Like
and
I feel
it's
like,
very I mean it's typical Janet. Like the sound is very
I felt like it should have been it's not shady to like it could have been like a Pepsi jingle. Like it's that like catchy.
Yeah.
Like I feel like then it could have been like a annoyingly popular hit.
Yeah, but that was a bop. And she was at the Tonight Show. I don't have any stories, sorry.
No, but she looked amazing.
She did, and she. I was in the hallway, and she walked past me.
That's
and
enough, really.
Smiled,
at
me because I smiled at her.
Yeah,
because it was like I think she knew I was just like legend. I was thinking it in my brain.
Yeah.
I was trying to transmit it, like as one of the only queens there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I need the girls to know, that they're appreciated.
Yep.
So that was it. But she had like this sick outfit, like the jacket, the pants, the shoes, the hair.
Yeah.
I mean, ugh.
Very intimidating in person.
Yes, I saw her. She's so subdued.
Yes,
everything is just
everything
like very,
goes quiet.
Yeah,
everything around her goes quiet. Mm-hmm. I saw her walk into the. It was a gala. It was a gay gala. I want to say HRC, and she was accepting an award. It was like 2 years ago, and like she got out of the car, and just the crowd. It wasn't like fever. It was more like a panicked silence where everyone just like get the shot. Like everyone just like gets their phone out. That's what happens when you're in the presence of a legend.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so... You feel it when Janet's around.
It's like a fragile-ness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Stillness.
And then she performed. She did Classroom Instruments. We love that. Runaway. So, we're very excited. Janet's coming back. No idea what to expect. All of the girls seem to be making noise again.
finally.
It's our time. It's for us.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. We need it.
We do. Speaking of actual legends, the queen of pop herself, Madonna, just rang in yet another feat, which is difficult to do. Literally no one else has this. She just notched her 50th number one dance songs chart position, which is the most anyone's ever of any chart period, with I Don't Search, I Find from Madam X.
I feel like it's so random.
Super random. I feel like that chart is like random to begin with. Like,
did it get a video?
No.
Oh.
They just, you can service remixes and send it to clubs, and then like certain clubs that play it make the charts happen or whatever. I'm not entirely sure how that chart works. However, she's got the most on all.
So it's fine.
Yeah, exactly. So I think she's, yeah. So now it's all of Madam X, I think, has gone number one on that chart anyway. Madonna's charting, and now she's spending Valentine's Day with her dancer boyfriend, 26-year-old boyfriend. So
listen, she's allowed.
She's allowed.
So is Mariah.
That's right. So happy Valentine's Day, Madonna.
Yeah. If you don't have a man, you can't critique. So, oh, that was directed at everyone else, but also at myself and you.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We love love. So, moving on.
Yes, another legend.
Another legend.
Ka-legend herself.
The year is 2004. Kelly Clarkson is dominating the charts and singing Toxic and I'm With You on The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Yeah. Now, Kelly is the only person who's allowed to sing Toxic.
Yeah. Yes.
Because
we've made it clear we don't care for the Toxic covers through the years.
Yeah, no. But Kelly is allowed to do it because her covers are good.
Yeah. That's a rule.
Yes. I think I've once said, and I don't know if I've tweeted it or whatever, or maybe I just said to you, if I ever win the lottery or if I ever get rich,
yes,
there are two things that I want to do. One is I want to have Christina Aguilera sing When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers at my wedding. That will probably never happen because I can't find a man.
That I've heard about.
Yes. And then the second one is I want Kelly Clarkson to cover my iTunes library.
Oh, just all of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like albums of my choice.
Lotus Intro by Kelly Clarkson. Actually.
Yeah. Like she would sing Bionic.
Yeah.
Lotus, Glory.
Yeah.
All like everything.
Wow.
So she's basically doing that now. She basically stole my idea.
She honestly is, yeah.
And then put it on her talk show. So I would like royalties for that idea.
Yeah.
But it's fine. And she, yeah, she covered Avril Lavigne.
I'm With You. I mean, she's just, she really is just flipping through the gay library of songs to do.
That was fighting for gay rights.
I want to know who it is that does, who picks these.
Right? And she did Hopelessly Devoted to You for Valentine's Day. I think she did I'll Stand By You. Like, it was a pretty queer
week. The taste.
The Kelly-oke queer taste. I'm loving it. She is truly going through the catalog.
Yeah.
Just singing every song.
I mean, I need the whole version of I'm With You. I wish.
Yeah.
Does the short ones.
Yeah. We needed that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. We did. It was so good.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. It was.
Did she do Complicated at all?
I don't think so. But
so the fact that this is her first Avril song is
Oh. Because Avril wrote Breakaway.
Oh, well, no, I meant like her first cover.
Yeah. I would love for Avril to eventually just be a guest so that they can sing together and like
Because
Avril sang it on her tour, Breakaway. Like, they need to just do it together.
Yeah.
One day we will understand. But yeah, so Kelly is coming through with the covers lately.
Yeah, subscribe to her YouTube channel.
Honestly.
Not sponsored, but like they're all there.
There's yes.
And on Instagram.
Yeah, that's usually where I discover it.
Mm-hmm.
They put it up bright and early every day.
Well, good morning, legends. I wish she would cover something off of the third album or the second album.
Avril's?
Yeah.
Nobody's Home?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would, yeah.
Have you forgotten? Oh, my God.
I just imagine. I would like an Evanescence cover. I would like Bring Me to Life.
Ooh.
Immediately.
I also want her to do Till the World Ends again.
Oh, yeah.
Because she did that on tour.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Oh, she did a Kelly-oke of it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Fake fan. Oops, sorry, exposed. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm
actually, now that you're saying it, I think I Instagram storied it.
Yeah, I think
I did.
I think you did.
Yeah, I did. I was thinking of Every Time.
Oh, well, yes, two. Yes. Her Every
Time.
Yeah.
Her Every Time is also really good.
Yeah.
Well, the point is,
keep doing it, Kelly.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And we're subscribed on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, do you hear that noise? It's like beep, 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 beep. This Justin breaking R9 watch news. That was so mask of me.
It really was.
Oh, wait.
We have to do the theme song. 24/7 R9 watch.
This Justin
breaking.
Breaking news. Wow, that was actually really.
Wow.
Live at 11, R9 watch news.
Just add a reverb onto that.
Yeah. Like that TikTok filter that's the auto-tune one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Robin Rihanna Fenty decided.
Add it again.
Add it again. Well, finally add it again. Back in the studio, she posts a picture of the mix board, and it says the Neptunes. So it's Pharrell, but it's like, I'm assuming the Neptunes, like Slave for You, the Neptunes.
Oh, collab. Not the planet?
Like not, well, it could be. She could work with Neptune properly, but I'm very excited about this. And obviously she did Lemonade, that song with, not to be confused with the Beyonce album. And I think a Pharrell collab is good because I know it's been like sort of up and down lately with like Ariana collabs and stuff like that, that I haven't loved so much, but I think it's a good thing. And she'll only keep it if it's amazing anyway.
Right.
So
she's not like just pushing albums out.
No, certainly not. She used to, and they were all great, but now she's taking her sweet ass time.
Yeah. But
yeah. So she recorded with Pharrell on Valentine's Day. She sadly did not wear that giant heart outfit that she wore once on New York streets. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
But that's okay. She did post a picture of herself and said she was hanging out with her forehead, which we have to stan.
Yeah.
The self-awareness.
Queen.
She was wearing orange and somebody commented like she put herself in jail or something because she needs to finish the album. Yeah, so that's the latest. At least something happened.
Right. She's not completely just being like, fuck y'all. Like,
yeah.
Bye, Fenty Beauty.
Right. I mean, she is, but also yeah. She is recording. So that's the latest for R9 Watch. We'll keep you updated. I'm trying to think of a funny transition for this. R9 Watch, Rihanna. Speaking of Fenty Beauty.
Well, on the subject of Robins.
Exactly. There it is. Speaking of another legendary Robin, the Robin, queen of Swedish pop, is making a very special appearance on RuPaul's Drag Race season 12. Very excited. It was actually a lot of people. They did the celebrity judge reveal. It's also Normani. Very
queen.
Exciting. AOC. There's also like Jeff Goldblum. I'm trying to think of who else off the top of my head.
I just am just excited.
It was
about
just
Normani.
Robin and Normani. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Robin.
Nikki, the premiere.
Oh, that's right. Because that was announced already. Nikki's doing the premiere. She looks really game for it. Like, she seems really peppy and excited about it. You know, sometimes, you know, when we've had American Idol, it's had different judging experiences. But although it sounds like she was like giving some sassy critique from the preview.
Could you imagine if Michelle was just like, and oh, back God. To the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
Just like a time warp, and then you get canceled again on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that'll just happen.
Like, how could you not sit there and just...
Oh, I know.
Be like, oh, so you agree with Nikki. So you're oh, okay.
No. So you must think that I agree with Nikki.
Oh, yeah, and you agree with Nikki
and the entire panel okay. In saying, again, okay. Back to the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that.
I want to know how they're going to have her introduced, because they've done the stunts like two or three times now where like Gaga pretended to be a contestant and then Miley pretended to be on the staff. Like she had,
oh,
she was
yeah.
in boy drag.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to do a stunt with Nikki, maybe. And then with Christina, they did like the pheromone moment.
Oh,
really good.
Yeah. I thought of a really bad joke. I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah, maybe so.
Starships were meant to fly, weren't they?
Starships were meant to fly. And yes, I'm very excited for the Drag Race premiere. I would like things to happen again because I would like to watch it. I would like to see it.
Yeah. Give it up for Jackie Cox.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have some hometown girls there. The formerly titled Britta Filter.
Yeah.
And the former title Jan Sport.
They're still doing it on social, which is...
Yeah.
It's like, who... I mean, yeah.
It's crazy. They
did the same thing with Alaska.
True.
Because they couldn't say Thunderfuck on TV. Which,
that one I get more than just, like, the brand name thing. Is like, come on, Jan Sport. Like, that... It doesn't have to mean that. Maybe it does.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a legal problem.
Okay.
It's copyright infringement.
Well, welcome to the stage, Jan.
Yeah. But, I mean, she could do, like, a Sure Jan moment. Some queen will come up with it.
Of course. You know, that's going to start soon. And yeah. And Robin posted a really sweet message after. And she said that she was actually very like in awe of the talent. And she was like trying not to freak out, which was very cute. So
gay icon.
Gay icon. Legend. Show me love.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I kind of fell off the Drag Race train for like a hot second. But
yeah.
I
like to watch it in the background as I work because it's... It's fun distraction.
Yeah. I feel like it's also easier to watch now. They made the website
yes.
so much smoother. Like it just yeah. all
that's true.
Plays in like one thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Anyway.
You know, the girls are serving looks and stunts and speaking of, you know, serving looks, I think it's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Yes, it's a new segment of the show that no one asked for.
Oh, everyone asked for this.
Yeah, someone Instagram storied me the so high fashion
yeah,
moment.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. What are you thinking this week for, you know, high fashion
high
editorial?
Fashion looks,
what
well,
who
I think
your award.
I think Miley kind of did that at the, I want to say Tom Ford show. Have you seen her looks there?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of good.
All the Instagrams.
Yeah, oh, so many. Yeah. Thought she really, it was very high fashion.
I mean, Miley is stunning.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we didn't even talk about the Oscars, but I felt like, was anybody high fashion editorial?
Oh, I didn't really pay that much attention.
I really liked Janelle Monáe's look. She had like a hood and it was all Swarovski. It was very like Grace Jones, super futuristic queen. It was good. Yeah, I don't really... Were there any like magazine shoots? Like, oh, Jen Aniston did a good one for Interview Magazine.
Zoe Kravitz has a new one that's pretty chic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's Vogue.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm not really into the whole fashion world.
That's why it's even more funny that we have a high fashion section of this podcast.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, if Gabby Butler can pose in front of dead trees,
right.
then
we
know.
Can reserve the right to judge fashion.
I feel like it goes to Jaclyn Hill for
yes.
her new palette photo shoot.
That's true.
You know, she's really just changing the game. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Sneak peek of content to come.
Yeah. Really serving in those.
Oops.
Xtina
yeah. We leaked
jackets.
It. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Christina was kind of serving in her new
I will say
new music
those
video.
Photos are gorgeous. Like, yes, the video, but also just the photos from that shoot are like really good.
Yeah, her Instagram game is pretty pretty legendary if you ask me. I love it. And this era will always have such a close place in my heart. This is how you can tell I've listened to these things too many times.
You're
like
just,
I could literally
we just speak meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that was... So any other fashionable moments from the week that really caught your eye?
My neon sweater.
Your neon sweater,
mm-hmm.
I was going to say.
I was kind of serving in it.
You were... it was a left lane choice.
Mm-hmm. For me.
A risk that not many would take.
Oh, here we go. Get ready for this segue.
Uh-oh.
It's coming. You know, there's a legend who once said, you want to dress in yellow when you want to dress in gold. But I wanted to dress in neon. Hilary Duff, queen of pop.
That transition, your smoothest to date.
Thank you. That was acting. Hilary has a new song out. All
she
is
sure
right in
does.
The world.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is, well.
as far as the shift happening to the right universe?
Yeah, as far as everything we talk about here on this podcast
yeah.
is fantastic and great.
Right.
This is an escape from everything else. I was going to say, everything is all right in the world. And I was like, actually, no,
well,
it's kind of awful.
Yeah.
But here...
This is
nope.
a safe space.
This is a place for legends, okay? So we have a new Hilary Duff song.
We do. Her first release in 4 years since her Little Underrated. Lies cover for Younger, and then Breathe In, Breathe Out a year before.
And she was kind of ahead of her time with Little Lies.
She was.
By the way, because not, well...
Lying wasn't a thing then.
No, it was not.
Oh, okay.
Let alone Little Lies. Well, I was just going to say, and this actually doesn't make any sense, but I feel like I should just say it anyway. The concept of releasing a song as like promo is actually not a new concept at all.
Yeah.
Because like movie soundtracks and...
Sure. Crossroads anyway. Soundtrack.
I think for TV shows, though, doing a single specifically for a TV show and then promoting it was kind of new-ish.
Edgy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time. I don't know that anybody actually heard it.
I did.
You did. Yeah. If you haven't yet, check out the Hilary Duff cover of Little Lies, available now.
Not to be confused with Big Little Lies.
Which she has not starred in yet, but season 3, she might.
She could.
She could.
Do Big Little Lies.
She could be like a disgruntled PTA mom.
Yeah. She could be a...
Like yelling at Renata.
Uh-huh. She really could. Yeah. Like the younger... mom that comes totally. Into town.
Or Younger could take a severe right turn and like turn into like Big Little Lies.
Oh yeah, she's like, I'm leaving the city and I'm moving to California. Yeah. And then here are these crazy bitches
the
that
crossover
I have to deal with.
Event we needed.
Well, it's a concept. Someone
it
take
is.
It.
Someone free ideas left and right on this podcast.
Honestly. God damn it.
Yes, so Hillary teamed up with, I've never said it out loud. Is it just RAC, but it could be Rack? I don't think it's Rack. RAC, the producer. And Matthew Coma, her man, also producer of several songs on Breathe In, Breathe Out, available now on iTunes. It is a cover of Third Eye Blind's Never Let You Go from technically their 99 album, but released in 2000. A hit. I remember it vividly at the time.
Yeah, it's a bop.
It is a bop. This version just plucks out a lot of the guitars. Still guitar-y, but like a little more synthy 80s bubbly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for her voice. Just
what does that mean?
Just like very sweet, like the production is very, you know what it reminded me of? It's not the same at all. Beat of My Heart.
Like, I hear that.
Like a little rocky, a little synthy.
But just like talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is fine.
Well, we know she has her origins in rock. Like she obviously did found the rock movement with self-titled and
Girl Can Rock.
Girl Can Rock, Mr. James Dean.
Mr. James Dean is so good.
The Getaway.
The amount of times I would like be in my car in high school and like speed off and be like, I'm on the Getaway. Yeah.
So it's no surprise that she returns to her rock roots for this song and gives it a little synth update, Dignity style. So it's cute. It's good. And it's like a nice little, hopefully, reintroduction as she does more things in the future.
Well, we got to get the streams up.
We do have to get the streams up.
So
everybody get to streaming. I actually did have it on repeat for like the whole day. So that should do it for the for everyone.
Bubbling under top 300 chart. No, it is. It's cute.
It's
fun.
Cute. Yeah. Then there's okay. So more new music. This was in the works for weeks, months. We've heard about it, and it's finally here. It is the Billie Eilish 007 James Bond theme song, No Time to Die. Named after the song or the movie is named after. Yeah.
I'll just die another day.
I wish. It is not Die Another Day. I don't dislike it.
No, I don't. I like it.
I like it. You know, we talk about this hype, you know, James Bond theme song. There's a lot attached to that. You've got some truly legendary songs from the past. Diamonds Are Forever.
Like
Die Another Day. The World Is Not Enough. Garbage. Like
Wait. Rewind. What was the first one you said?
Diamonds Are Forever.
That's a Bond song?
Yeah. This goes all the way back. This is like a legendary...
Wait, Die Another Day was a...
Die Another Day was.
Wait, Madonna?
Yeah. I thought you were saying that because it was.
No, I'm just saying that because it had the word die in it.
No, it's literally a Bond song.
I'm literally...
Your mind... I just watched your mind explode.
I am that gif of Coco Montrese where all the algebra things are just like... Wait, really?
Really, really.
Okay, well... You know, what else is a Bond song?
So there's actually the top Bond songs I was just looking at. The other ones include The World Is Not Enough by Garbage. I don't know if you know that one, but that's one of my favorites because obviously I'm a Garbage stan. Like, the world is... I'm not going to even try and sing it.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
There's There's also Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney and Wings. Golden Eye by Tina Turner. Skyfall, Adele.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, yeah.
When Skyfall. Mm-hmm.
Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey. And there's a lot more. There's like, I'm just scrolling through a lot.
Show Me How You Burlesque.
Show Me How You Burlesque. Could have been a Bond movie, honestly. If they just had like one or two guns in it, burlesque is a Bond movie. Anyway, there's a lot riding on the Bond theme. Yeah, my personal favorites, Die Another Day and The World Is Not Enough, which you just learned were Bond songs.
Yeah, well, I am obsessed with Die Another
Day.
Yeah,
yeah. Sigmund Freud. She's like beating herself up and it's in the movie.
Oh.
Well, she's...
Well, not. I don't watch movies, so...
Right.
You know, cut me some slack.
Right, that's true. It was pre-burlesque, so...
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, no, it doesn't count. I will say about this Billie Eilish song.
Yeah.
Before we move on, I love the
We didn't even actually talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I love the typography.
Yeah. I like
it's
the cover.
It's very slick.
It is. I like the song. It starts out very much like a Billie Eilish song with some like dramatic flair that's very Bond-esque, the strings and drama. But then, not to compare to other singers, but she does, we get a little bit of a note at the end there. She kind of wails in a way that, like, for Billie Eilish, is like, oh, I didn't see that coming. Didn't know it did that. Which I was like, okay.
Maybe she'll have a big ballad one day.
I would like that because I also, she can sing. It's just her style of singing is like, and the style that's in vogue right now is breathy singing.
Right.
ASMR pop. But I bet she could. I bet she could wail a little bit.
Well, I feel like it's what we said about her before, where we're like, she's not like stunting herself,
right,
but like, she's like not.
Right.
She's very subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no, she's not really that subdued. Her looks are like looks.
Her looks are looks just in a different, not queen of pop way that we would associate with like the bubblegum kind.
Right.
She goes the other way.
Yeah.
Boxy, but it's always Gucci or something like that.
Right.
You know, that's her. And she's definitely like, the thing is, now you can say somebody looks like Billie Eilish, like dressed like Billie Eilish, and you would know what that means,
mm-hmm,
which you can't say about every pop star.
That is true.
So she's certainly, and she's kind of stuck with this hair for a while now, that like green drip and black, that's kind of become her thing now.
Know what it reminds me of?
Did you see the clip, sorry, of somebody being like interviewing Billy and they were like, did you see Demi?
Oh, yeah.
We need to insert
the
audio.
She was nice about it.
She was so nice about it, but the interviewer was way too eager and was like, you two should collab. And she's like, yeah.
Well, apparently green hair and mechanical bulls are
our thing,
a thing these days. That is a
there's literally not a
throwback reference.
There's not a sound clip for that because it's a tweet.
Yeah, it's a tweet. Could resurface it.
We could.
Honestly, that's so funny how that tweet has like double meaning now.
Yeah.
I mean, what was I going to... Oh, I was going to say that... do you remember the trend on Vine when Kylie Jenner did the blue hair, like the teal hair? And so everyone would be like, excuse me, are you Kylie Jenner?
Yes.
And I'm like, no. And I'm like, okay, bye.
So now and, people are going to have green hair.
And Sunny, our friend Sunny...
At The View?
No.
Oh.
Which we could talk about...
We could talk about that in a second. Yes, Sunny did a Vine.
Because he was Kylie Jenner for Halloween. He wore the teal wig and he had his friend go up to him and be like, excuse me, are you Kylie Jenner? And he's like, no. So I feel like that's kind of, I feel like I saw one on Twitter that was some girl that had green hair and they were like, oh my God, are you Billie Eilish?
Well, that keeps happening. She has to call it out because people in Germany and all these other countries are literally scamming people by having like fake security around this one girl who wears a green wig.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I saw that.
She's like, you guys need to stop doing that. It's dangerous. You're it's mean and it's scary for you. You might get yourself hurt because you're not actually surrounded by security and stuff. And she's these girls are like scamming all these people.
That's like the girl that does the Ariana.
Yeah. That is, if you guys haven't seen that, there is a girl on TikTok who is does an Ariana look and impression that is a little too on point.
Yeah.
And Ariana does not like it.
And she goes out in public and like does YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Of herself.
It's a little too much.
I would take her to court.
Well, you would do that for anything.
Like, it's going, the thing is, okay, you do it once.
Do it once for the Vine.
It's funny.
Do it for the Vine. Do it for the TikTok.
now that you're like going around everywhere, it's like, okay, now
yeah.
that's just,
and are you going to use my image in a way that is malicious at some point?
Right.
You know? Because she's already like hanging out with other TikTokers and it's like, oh my God, Ariana Grande's hanging out with whoever.
Like, well, the ones that she was doing where she was doing the old like Victorious skits.
Yeah.
I thought it was Ariana.
Yeah.
So she could do anything and people would be like.
She has certain angles that are identical to her. Like yeah. if you look at her straight on, you're like, that's not her. But there are some like ways that she can have the camera where you're
sideways.
Like, yeah.
When she turns to the side.
It's crazy.
It's identical. She has the same teeth.
Mm-hmm. You know what? She's going to be catfishing on Tinder.
God. Someone the other day asked me if I was Shermanator again, speaking of lookalikes.
You know what? That's going to haunt you forever.
I have not heard that since like college and then the other day.
Well, wasn't he was skinny, right?
Who? Oh, yeah, Shermanator. Yeah.
So like,
okay,
that's just a skinny comment in a different way.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, the other day someone's makeup artist was like, oh my God, are you the guy that plays... Are you the guy who's Shermanator in American Pie?
Should have just said yes.
And I was like, oh my, I was like, I haven't heard that in so long, but no, I'm not.
Wow. I do think that is a skinny compliment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because also, yeah. I mean, there aren't that many like known redhead actors, I want to say.
Yeah. There's the Chucky doll.
The Chucky doll.
And Shermanator.
Kings of Pop.
I wish someday someone would be like, oh my God, are you Ariel? Oh my God, are you the girl from Wendy's? Are you Wendy?
I'm sure it'll happen.
Anyway.
You could be Wendy for Halloween. That could be fun.
Oh, I could.
Yeah.
I'll get like pigtails.
Yeah.
And a cheeseburger.
You honestly could.
Yeah. That'd be funny.
It would be.
I could just attach like two clips in.
Ideas.
Wow.
I already know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I hope it's still like a pop cultural thing. I don't want to say it though. I don't think I want to say it. Or should I say it?
No.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't have any ideas for that far.
Yeah, I haven't had a Halloween look in like 4 years. So this time I'm really going to do it.
Well, if I'm still skinny in October, I'll serve a look.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, let's commit to that. Let's put it into the ether that we're going to do Halloween again.
Okay.
Make Halloween fun again.
We're all going to have fun.
So good for Billy. It was very divisive online. I felt like, even though it's like a lot of men being like, this is trash, and a lot of Billy fans saying this is the best thing ever. It was very.
Oh, people on the internet saying that things are trash. Never heard of it.
I've never had any bad interactions on the internet. Mm. I will say though, I would like Lana to have her Bond moment. Justice for Lana. Not that, you know, that Billy's is bad or anything. It just makes me like, ugh, she needs hers too.
Yeah. 24.
24. There's only 24.
That literally could have... I wonder if it was like they changed the Bond movie title or something.
Right.
Because they could do a movie called There's Only 24 Hours.
Yeah.
And it's about like 24 hours. But like I was going to say an event that happens like over the course of 20... Like they only have 24 hours
to like the show 24.
Save the day.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that's about?
Yeah. Well, it's not on anymore, but it was like about this like event that happens over 24 hours.
Okay, so yeah, that
they can steal that. It's off the air.
And then
now.
That would be the Lana song.
Yeah.
Get it?
It's like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, there's always time.
We'll have to put a pin in that until the next Bond movie. Coming soon.
Next year.
Yeah, starring Jaclyn Hill.
There's only 24 palettes and 3 lip glosses.
Speaking of.
Oh my God. What else is there?
Only the biggest news of the week.
4 mini palettes.
Two more palettes at least have been dropped.
Yes. In the biggest news of the week.
Yes.
You know, best for last.
The YouTube beauty community drama news.
Jaclyn Hill logged into YouTube for the first time in what, months? To promote her new product.
The Jaclyn Hill 2.
Yeah.
I don't know where she came up with the name or the concept, but it's a concept.
Yeah.
I said it to you, like the numbers are there. It's like the number one palette, like period. Like the Morphe Jaclyn Hill. Our friends.
We do have, you know, we have MUA friends.
We have MUA friends.
they do it. Love it.
I was shook when he pulled it out. I was like, is that a Jaclyn Hill pen? Yes. So that's coming in lighter red warm tones. Mm-hmm. And then one day later, Jeffree Star came in and like body checked that with
me. Bloodlust.
The Bloodlust purple palette sitting on a throne.
Wow, which is difficult to do.
Number one
in
on
vegan.
Yeah. Purples. Number one YouTube trending video. The girls shake for this stuff. They really do.
I will say, I watched to see what the packaging is going to look like.
Yeah.
The because I'm packaging. Very fascinated by that whole world.
Yeah.
Listen, okay. Jaclyn Hill amuses me because she is so inspired by Christina Aguilera. It's so obvious.
Yes.
And I will say, I had one interaction with her, and it was at Watch Women's Live because she was recording a podcast down the hall.
That's right.
And so I was like, I want to see her like in real life. And we went down the hall, and one of my coworkers like walked like past like through her. I was like, oh, excuse me. But like, I don't think he knew it was like her.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, oh, that was fucking Jaclyn Hill.
God.
Anyway, she is a Christina stan.
Yes, she is.
And so she literally is like Christina, dirty era, jet black hair, voice within.
Yeah.
Christina. Like, you can see the inspiration.
Yes.
She's doing the poofy shoulders, the poofy jackets, very Christina inspired.
Very.
And I gotta say, like, I stan because I would do the same thing. You know, I would.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You would.
I would have a single.
She is the
with my palette
of makeup.
Yeah, she literally is.
Yeah. She just released Back to Basics 2.
The stripped Live in the UK album cover is literally Jaclyn Hill. The photo.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I mean,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All she needs is that little piercing here, and she's Christina.
And she like had it, I thought, or had one. She had a nose one? I don't
know. She had a nose one.
Close enough.
So like we stan.
We do stan.
Ugh, I want to be a brand manager for like one of these MUAs.
Right? One day.
We'll I can be like, okay, list. We're going to pick the title of the palette. We're going to get a single.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like Hilary Duff's Little Lies palette.
Yeah.
Like she would have a single with a palette and a photo shoot and a campaign. Basically what Rihanna needs to do.
Did I send you the Post Malone one?
What?
There was somebody who did like as an art project. They did a Post Malone inspired makeup palette, and they took the colors from his album
was
cover.
It just Sharpies?
Yes, it was like yellow and purple, but it was really cool how they did it. I'll have to send that to you just from the art standpoint. It was so
is he the one that sings that song where it's like da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na?
Yes, Circles.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah,
that's kind of a bop.
That's the one I was talking about last year on the podcast.
I didn't listen to you.
I know,
I didn't.
But the thing is, I talk about a song and 2 months later, you're like, this is a bop. And I'm like, I know. I talked about it on the podcast.
She's got a point.
Whatever.
It's fine. At least there's a record of it.
Yeah. Everyone's listening like, oh, okay. Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah, that is what he said. But yeah. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. So Jaclyn dropped her palette. Jeffree dropped his palette. That'll sell out in a second. The purple collection. Difficult to do. Not everyone can formulate a purple shade.
No. Especially in vegan.
That's right.
I don't know what that means.
I don't
know
either.
Why do I know
these things so well, though? It's just like...
Carmine. I know what Carmine is because of these videos.
Mica.
Yeah. Fallout.
Fallout. We hate Fallout in this house.
This sounds like a track list to me. Let's do it right now.
Okay.
So there's track one, Carmine. Track two, Mica.
Mica.
Track three, Fallout.
Fallout.
Track four,
Pigment. Pigment featuring Manny Moa.
Track five,
Glowy, probably.
Oh.
I would say Glowy.
Okay.
Featuring Jaclyn Hill.
Oh, track six, Matt.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. M-A-T-T-E.
Yes.
What else is there that we've learned about?
We've learned about...
Track seven, Unicarton.
Unicarton. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Track eight, conveyor belt ribbon. And hair particles. Pressed pigment.
Oh.
Yes.
You could just call it pressed.
Pressed.
Yeah.
And then
10 is just canceled.
Canceled. Absolutely.
And then bonus track,
hairy lipsticks.
Yeah. Hair.
Hair, my hair,
hair body face.
One of those will be the bonus track.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a concept.
It is. It's a industry.
It is an industry. It's a $1 billion industry. We got to get into that.
Well, that's why Rihanna's doing that, not music.
It's true. It's why Gaga's doing stupid lipstick instead of stupid love. Real? What?
The stupid lipstick? Or was everyone just in the group chat saying it's stupid? Like,
well, there's really a song, Stupid Love. That
right. Makes. But then did she come out with a lipstick called Stupid Lipstick?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think we were making fun of that. That was a fake voicemail on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I just saw there's everyone being like, this stupid lipstick.
There's an imposter in our midst. There's a...
From TikTok.
There's a TikTok queen who has a very similar voice to Gaga.
Yeah.
And leaves funny voice messages for, I think her name's Sarah, Gaga's makeup, but they're fake voicemails to Sarah being like, we should just, you know, make a lipstick like Stupid Lipstick. And
Okay. That's where it came from then. Oh, okay. Well, you know, these imposters, mm-hmm. they're confusing me, so...
Got a doppelganger in our midst. Talia Kills throwback.
Yeah, oh God.
A moment.
Anyway.
Yes, that's why all of the girls are MIA from the music scene. And then two more. There was Selena Gomez is doing Rare Beauty. Kesha's doing... Ooh, I don't know the name of hers. Beauty.
Isn't it like...
Is it Rose? Kesha Rose Beauty?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Rare Beauty, Kesha Rose Beauty. I'm waiting for like some legends from 2000. I'm ready for like Starshell Beauty. I'm ready for
Butterfly Beauty.
I'm ready for Alexis Jordan Beauty.
That actually happiness has a palette. Ring to it. Alexis Jordan Beauty.
I'm ready for that. The Happiness Palette.
Yeah.
Cascada Beauty. Because every time we swatch, I get this pigment. God. They're all going to do it.
Willa Ford Beauty.
Oh, I am Willa on the wait list.
Beauty sounds rich.
It sounds very rich. I can already see the logo.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to be mad. Make that.
No. No, I want to be mad.
Mandy Beauty. That sounds
Beauty.
Like it's real.
It does sound like
Mandy
it's real.
Beauty.
Yeah, I almost
More
thought.
More Beauty.
Ooh, yeah. So real. Yeah. So real foundation. You won't even know it's on.
God. Xtina Beauty.
Oh. Oh my God, the burlesque palette.
Wow. We're giving away too many ideas.
Too many. The creative directors that listen to this podcast, all of them.
Our lawyer. The one we don't have. I have a consultant, lawyer.
We have a consultant, lawyer, and retainer.
If any of those ideas pop up, you will
see you in court.
Get a subpoena.
Yeah.
The subpoena palette.
See you in court, Alexis Jordan.
No, I would never.
I would never. I would be first in line to purchase.
No, justice for Alexis Jordan.
That's right. The beauty world is continuing to be rocked.
It is. You know, Hillary Duff is taking back rock.
Taking back rock. That's right. That's all the rock things I can think of.
Yeah, and the pop queens are coming back.
Pop queens are coming back.
React
and... is still reacting. Mm-hmm. I posted a video of Nicole doing a little video behind the scenes of The Masked Singer where she was just like, okay, all right, let's keep downloading, keep streaming, all right.
Oh, know what we should... I want to shout out as the end of this episode.
Uh-huh.
The video that I posted on Instagram of the kid in the rainstorm with a chair
doing React.
I fucking died.
You know, we can always count on a video of a young queen in heels.
It is everything.
Turning it out, invariably outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that video.
And there was
a
kid who like green screened himself into work, bitch.
Yeah. And then there's that legend who did burlesque too. That little.
Yes.
Yeah, that boy.
So good.
So good. Yes, that React video is great.
The next time it rains.
Uh-huh.
I'm going outside.
Do it. Film it.
I don't know where, but I'll like let the street corner fill up with water and I'll put a chair down.
You just send it to her. She's just busy at The Masked Singer. Speaking of, The Masked Singer UK ended over the weekend. You won't know what this means, but Nicola Roberts has won The Masked Singer UK. Nicola of Girls Aloud won. She was the B. There were a lot of idiots who thought it was Jade from Little Mix. I don't think those people should be allowed to vote. anybody.
I have no idea what language you're speaking.
I know.
Right,
I'm
now.
So sorry. This is. I know that there's a very specific crowd who is listening to this.
They stan.
They stan. The fact that anyone thought it was anyone but her is honestly alarming to me. Her voice is so distinct in the first performance, the first second.
Haven't heard it.
Well, she won. She went all the way, and now she's going to star alongside Vanessa Williams on the West End in a play in like a month. You know what? Congratulations, Nicola. You really beat that drum, and you've got the Cinderella's eyes to take it to the top. Okay, I'm done with my references that you have no context.
Yeah.
Speaking.
Love a mask singer.
Love a mask singer. A mask for same singer.
I know. I hope we get a surprise next season, like Kelly Osbourne.
Right. It's
so
like
that we can
just
do a deep dive.
Oh, yeah. It's just getting started again, I think. And did you see the announcement that they're taking it on the road?
Oh, God. Do we have to go?
The mask. Oh, my God. We would go.
The Mask Songer tour.
The Mask Songer live at a city near you this summer.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
And the cool thing, I think, cool is a relative term. But the thing they're doing at each stop is they're having a local celebrity be masked and they'll unveil it at the end of the show. Like they'll have a performer from that's famous in that area.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Right? Isn't that kind of cute?
Yeah.
Like it'll
so
be
who
like
would be New York.
Well,
Mariah.
It should just be Mariah. But
the
was
masked butterfly.
It's going to be like hometown heroes, like favorite beloved radio DJs and like things.
Oh,
like I have okay. a feeling. I don't think it'll be that big that it'll be like Nicki Minaj because, you know, she's from New York. Like,
oh my God,
I think
if they go to Jersey, I hope it's Kim Sazi.
Oh my God.
Someone
oh my God, Kim Sazi.
Someone out there will be like, yes.
It has to be like some dance queen, Christine W. It has to be somebody that's just like, I don't know. That would be really good though. But yeah, so Masked Singer coming to a city near you. And yeah, the Legends Only podcast tour will be the opening act.
Yeah.
We'll come out on stage.
Oh my God. It'll be the masked suntan bottle will come out singing Feel Your Love.
Oh my God.
It's like a banana boat bottle just comes yeah. out and it's like, I wanna feel. Oh my God. Oh, that's such a concept. Oh my God. I got a list.
Yeah.
Of like local pop queens.
Right.
And what they should be dressed as.
I need to know exactly like how local this is going to get because it could be very entertaining.
Yeah. It really could be.
Yeah. So I'm like not
like
necessarily
that video
mad
of Fifth Harmony performing at Sam's Club. Like it's literally that.
Yeah.
Iconic.
I don't even actually know how they would even, what are they going to have the crowd shout guesses or something maybe? I don't know. Because then it's like, how do you do the other performers?
Right.
I don't know.
So wait, are they putting Patti LaBelle back in her costume and sending her around the...
I don't, that, they didn't even describe like who's going to be on this tour.
Or are they just going to put people in
like
costumes
professional
and have
singers.
Them lip sync?
Yeah. I
don't That's know. Probably what's going to happen.
Probably. It's just like, you fell in love with the lion. Now see
it's
the lion.
The new hologram.
Yeah.
Ashley 2.
Probably.
Anyway, we'll let you know.
We'll figure that out here. When we're inevitably cast to be the creative directors of the Masked Singer tour.
I would listen.
Absolutely.
I would have fun with it.
Yeah.
I just did.
True. Well, we know who it is when it's a giant hairy lipstick walks out.
Oh my God. Singing The Voice Within. No. And it's just like, it's like... oh, see, you got me started. I'm not going to stop. This will be the last thing, and then I'll shut the hell up, and then we're done. The stripped intro where it's like, Christina Britney rivalry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just Jacqueline Hill, Harry Lipsticks, Nikki Tutorials, Jeffrey, Jacqueline. And it just flashes or whatever, and then she comes out, and it's this Harry lipstick, and she's like, sorry. And she's like, when there's no sales left, look inside. Yourself. Trust the palette within. Yes. You got me started.
Well,
this is super high fashion.
Somebody better write this all up. Send it to Jacqueline.
Jacqueline, Jeffrey.
Oh, what a good idea. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think it brings us to the end of this episode, an action-packed episode of Legends Only.
Sorry, my lipstick mold. Sorry that I speak my mind. Sorry, don't do what I'm told. Sorry, there is fallout. Sorry, I come for real. I gotta go. Got to go.
We have to take have to you go. Off.
That was
this
like a whole
podcast.
Copyright infringement that lawsuit
was,
at the end.
That really was. It's like multiple.
Yeah. RCA is gonna come at me.
Layers.
Jaclyn Cosmetics, subpoenas.
There's levels to this.
Whatever. We support, we stand, we love our queens of pop and queens of YouTube.
Queens, yeah, exactly.
All right. That was, I'm sweating. All right. Anyway,
we hope that you all had a wonderful long weekend, Valentine's Day, when you're listening to this. And we will.
I have this week off, thank God.
Many don't.
I need it.
You do need it.
I have PTSD and, yeah, anyway. All right.
All right.
Well.
And if you're, oh yeah, so if you'd like to support this podcast.
Oh yeah, that.
If you'd like to support the production of this podcast, we are on Patreon at patreon.com/legendsonly. It is a huge help in continuing the podcast and the production and the cost of hosting and all that fun stuff. And we are doing our best to pump out exclusive episodes on Patreon. We just did one for Valentine's Day, which was something more personal, raw.
And the girls have spoken. I think they want that speak deep dive.
There are definitely deep dives coming. One in particular might be coming from a certain songer named Lindsay.
Speak love, speak straight, speak.
Which
your,
actually
speak
might.
Speak on Patreon. Go.
Which actually might be well timed, considering there are rumblings, / I've also heard side rumblings
of
that
what?
The Lindsay project is moving ahead. We'll see.
Wow, Mumu's know it all again.
Yep, here we go. Paid off by
Paid
Team
off
Lindsay.
Paid off by Team Lohan. Allie's writing you checks.
True. So that actually might be well timed. But yeah, so on Patreon, we are working to have bonus episodes for you, and it's just a great way to support us. So. You can contribute there, our Legends Only fans. And then if you'd like to follow us on socials, we're at Legends_...
No,
we're not.
Legends Only_pod
on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And I just realized we never say our names on here. I think you already know our names.
Oh, yeah.
We, like, don't do that.
Whatever.
I guess it's fine. It's very left lane of us. We just let the art speak for itself.
Yeah, Momo's and Clown. That'll be our new intro.
It should be.
Okay, we'll add that into the... Listen, yeah. This is a place for legends, but it's also a place for growth.
Yeah.
And so we are finding new segments.
New segments, new... we might get a soundboard.
But... Yeah. Actually, though.
Yeah.
So if you're supporting us on Patreon, that money will be going into something that is... I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
When I,
we're gonna
if
have
I,
fun.
Literally. If I find time to teach myself how to make this soundboard, it will be iconic. But also, we just have like all these random segments that are, you know, slowly coming to fruition.
They are.
I was watching Wendy the other day, and I like how she's like, oh, it's time for Hot Topics. And then I was like, oh, okay, so.
It's a thing.
It's time for High Fashion Editorial.
Well, yeah.
Basically
the same thing.
Yeah. And she has like all those camera flashing noises and stuff. Mm-hmm. Whatever. She got canceled this week, but we don't need to talk about it. I don't
think there's a week that she isn't canceled. She's camp.
Relatable.
She's supposed to be canceled. Anyway, we will... Yes, so that's everything. That's all our self-promo.
Yeah. I need to get that soundboard.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we going to put on it first? It's going to be so bad.
That.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me.
That.
I am just appalled. I woke up this morning and I was... Just like boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
The concept of circus is basically, you know, a circus.
Okay, yeah.
We've already filled it up.
Yeah, that's it. That's the soundboard. All right. Until next week.
We will.
See you.
Soon.
Where's my Emmy? Oh, wait, my Grammy, I mean. Okay, bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.